Classic 92 East Coast Radio.
Kids ask a lot of questions. I know that when I was a kid, I asked a lot of questions. I also had a lot of demands, maybe also demands that my folks could not deliver. So they had to lie a couple of times. And as you grow up and you realize all the lies that you've been fed over the years, but hey, parents do know best. And I understand why my mom lied to me every time the ice cream van came around and the music played, and she told me that when the music plays, it means the ice cream is sold out. I think you can relate to that. I mean, I can't think of any parent who hasn't told their kid that lie. Until this day, when I hear the ice cream van, I don't even get excited because I'm like, oh, it's sold out. My mom also told me that when I misbehave, the police will arrest me. She threatened to call the police on me. Can you ever? Also, another lie, sitting too close to the TV will ruin my eyesight. And till this day, I always try and eat my carrots because I think it's going to improve my eyesight. I wear glasses or contact lenses. But turns out all of these things are lies. So we wanted to hear from you today for a bit of a throwback Thursday on 0617929495. What are those lies you remember being told as a child?
Hello, Vic. I'm enjoying the show. Well, my mother used to tell me that if I don't brush my hair, because I hated brushing my hair was so nappy when I was young, it was so crossed, and I hated brushing it, and she used to say that if I don't brush my hair will be gone one night, and I'll wake up with no hair, and then I will look like a boy.
Oh, no.
So every time I used to comb my hair, I'm like, I'm stopping, because I don't want to look like a boy. I don't want to look like a boy.
Hey guys, one good lie that I was told when I was still young was that if you do not eat your veggies, you'll never grow up. It completely changed my dislike for veggies. Up until now, I love my vegetables. There's no vegetable that I do not eat. And I still believe I'll tell that lie to my children.
You know, a couple of things. When I was a kid, I wanted to grow up so badly. And if I knew what it was to be a kid right now, and if I knew that not eating my vegetables would not let me grow up, I probably would not eat my vegetables.
Hi, Vic. When I was little, we used to see people walking around with Magnum ice cream in their hands.
Yeah.
And every time we used to ask our mom to buy us one, she would tell us that Magnum has alcohol in it, just because she couldn't afford it. But we didn't understand that until we grew a little older. And today, when I go shopping, my kids also demand for ice cream. And if I can't make it, I tell them that ice cream has alcohol in it. That's one way to get my kids to back off from certain things.
When I have kids one day, I am going to remember that, Jolene, because I'm going to use this exact same lie.
So, my grandmother's mom used to tell her, if you plant a penny, a money tree will grow.
How many money trees did you plant? I've heard this one too, I've tried. So disappointing.
Hi, East Coast. So one of the lies that I was told as a child was that if I was in a bad mood and I was frowning, pulling a horrible face, my dad would say, be careful, like if the wind changes, your face is going to be stuck like that. So yeah, I don't know if anyone else was told that, but
I love
it that definitely
one.
Forced me to just put a smile on my face or to stop being silly and pulling funny faces, because I was scared into thinking that it was going to get stuck like that if the wind changes.
So, I cannot believe the amount of lies our folks told us to stay in line. You know, back to Amy and the money trees one. Did your folks ever tell you that if you chew gum or eat any kind of fruit with a seed, and if you swallow it, it'll grow in your stomach? Anyway, we thought we'd flip the switch. I read the survey, and there's a few surveys about this that claim if your parents lied to you, chances are you would most likely lie as an adult about a lot of things. Explain so much. So we want to hear from you. Is there a lie that you told your parent? I mean, I'm a couple of lies. I mean, too many to even think of. But there's one that stands out for me. I'm going to tell you about it in the next few, but 0617929495.
Vic, when I was in matric, I went for the house party with some friends. I was very naughty. So at the house party, there were alcohol there. And I ended up drinking it with some of the other girls. And when I went home, I had a terrible headache. And my mom felt so sorry for me because we were writing our trials, and she thought maybe it was because of the stress that I was getting sick so often. So she gave me Panados and she made me lie down. And it was only until 4 days later that she found out that I had drank alcohol, and that's the reason why I was so sick. That was the biggest lie I have ever told her in my life.
How did she find out? I bet you one of your other friends ratted on you.
The biggest lie that our parents and grandparents told us that there's a snake at the bottom of the pond or the dam or the rivers, and you mustn't go there or else the snake is gonna keep you down there.
I have never heard that lie before.
Hi guys, one lie my mother told me growing up was that there was a rat that used to put money for our teeth. We didn't have a tooth fairy, we had a rat. I mean, like, why the hell did she tell us about a rat? You know, that the rat was going to put money, and yeah.
Why?
But sometimes she used to forget that she was the rat. So sometimes there was no money there. Yeah, so we didn't have a tooth fairy, we had a rat.
That is so bizarre.
Hey there, precious. So I remember growing up, the lies that my parents told me were if we had to pick up a frog or a toad, that we'd get warts. To this day, I don't touch those things.
Precious.
To avoid it. I don't know how much of it is true. Let me show you. Bye.
Why would you want to pick up a frog in the first place?
Hi, Vic. One of the lies that my mom always told me was if you eat too much or you always use the ring on your ring finger in your left hand, you will never get married. And the second lie that she had told me was when I was in school, if you ever kissed a boy, you will have a baby. So all that were lies. Bye.
Oh, so you know there were lies. How many boys did you kiss?
Go, 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 go. Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.